This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
It's the dictionary.
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 Dictionary.
It's the dictionary.
It's the dictionary.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to another exciting episode of the podcast called The Dictionary. And if you didn't know that it's called The Dictionary, then I think you need to go look at the name of the thing that you're listening to right now. This is the top of page 324. The first word is, you could say this a few ways. You could say decor, 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 or decor, decor, or decor. It all depends on the context and who you are and how you say things. I usually say decor because I talk about the decor so frequently. But decor. You can spell it D-E-C-O-R, or you can put an accent on the E, which is down on the left and up on the right. Noun from 1897, 1. A stage setting is the decor. The stage has been decorated with things. 2A is the number 2 definition for the word decoration, which is coming up. 2B, the style and layout of interior furnishings. How is the interior furnished? What's the layout? What's the style? It's just the interior, not the exterior. You can't say the decor of the outside of your house, I guess. You know, you do you. But according to the book, you cannot do that. This is from the French verb décorer, which means to decorate. Ooh. That'll be the sound effect. The next word is decorate. Decorate. It's a transitive verb from 1530. 1. To add honor to. So I think this is talking about usually the military or something like that. And the honor. Are you getting an extra little flag pin? Are you getting some extra stars on your shoulders or your collar? What is it? You're being decorated with additional honors. 2. To furnish with something ornamental, as in, decorate a room. You are putting something ornamental in the room. It has been decorated with decor. 3. To award a mark of honor to, as in, a soldier decorated for valor. A synonym is the word adorn. You can adorn your place with so many things, and you can decorate it. A lot of people love to do this. It's a lot of work for me. It's not my favorite thing in the world. But you can go to the store and see what do you want to decorate your house with this year or this season. You can change it up all the time. I've been to houses where people change the decorations for each sort of season or holiday. You know, 4th of July, Easter, Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, everything throughout the year, they're constantly changing their decorations. The decorating is changing. Yeah, as we saw in the previous one, it is still from the French word, but it doesn't actually mention it. What it does mention, though, is the Latin verb decorare, which is from decus, which means ornament or honor. And there's more at the word decent. I wonder why the etymology is different for these two things, because I'm sure it's basically the same. The French word decorare probably came from the Latin verb decorare. Decorare. I don't know, it's a silly word. Okay. Do I have anything else to say about decorate? I don't know. You gotta find your style. If you don't know what it is, find it. Go see what you like. I'm pretty flexible. Ooh. Next is decoration. Noun from 1585. 1. The act or process of decorating. Decoration. 2. Something that adorns, enriches, or beautifies. And the synonym is ornament. A lot of people all over the world, at a certain time of year, they buy a tree, they put it in their house, and they decorate it. They put decorations. They decorate the tree with decorations. What kind of ornaments do you have? You can tell me if you want. We had a lot of random weird ornaments. There were some of the standard, like shiny balls, but not a whole lot of those. I know some people just only decorate their trees with those. We had lots of random things, but I liked it. 3, a badge of honor as a U.S. military award. So they decorate you with a decoration. I think it'd be great if instead of putting, I don't know, like a pin or a medal or a star on your jacket thing, that they put on some sort of Christmas tree ornament. Ooh. Next is Decoration Day. 2 words, capital D for both of the words. Noun from 1871. The synonym is Memorial Day. I didn't know about this. This is from the custom of decorating graves on this day. So Memorial Day, at least here in America, they might have this in other countries too. It's the day where you are, it's the memorial for all the people who have died in war. I think that's, yeah. And so they would typically go to visit their graves and maybe decorate them with flowers or other things that the person liked. And so I guess it's also called Decoration Day. Was it originally called Decoration Day? Is it just known as Decoration Day in places? Maybe it became Memorial Day later. Maybe we'll put a link in the show notes. For some reason, my headphones, it sounds very weird, and I don't understand why. Is it my head? It could be. Is it the headphones? It could be. I don't know. Ooh. Next is decorative or decorative. Decorative or decorative. Yeah. Adjective from 1791. Serving to decorate, especially purely ornamental. It's just there for the ornaments. There's no purpose behind it. It's just decorative. Don't worry about it. It's like the parsley on your plate. It's just decorative. Don't worry about eating it or anything like that. Yeah. Let's see. What other examples are decorative? Just things you put up on your wall typically are just decorative. It just looks nice. Decoratively is an adverb, and decorativeness, I think that's how you'd say it, decorativeness is a noun. Ooh. Next is decorative art or decorative art. 2 words, noun from 1853. 1. Art that is concerned primarily with the creation of useful items. This is interesting. The examples of these useful items is furniture, ceramics, or textiles. And this is usually used in plural. So I guess it would be decorative arts. And I find this fascinating because it's about the creation of useful items. But if you go to the word decorative, it's purely ornamental. So the useful items and purely ornamental, those don't click in my brain. Those are kind of opposites. One of them is practical, and one of them is not. So, yeah, I think it's just fascinating that we use decorative art for something that's useful. Number two, objects of decorative art are decorative art. Decorative art. Yeah, we definitely have decorative art. Well, we have we have things that are decorative. Oh, doesn't this word sound funny to you? Sure does. Yeah, we have things that are just purely decorative because we think they look nice. But yeah, decorative art, making things that are useful. Well, when I was a kid, my mom would take pieces of furniture, chairs, tables, things like that, and then she would paint them with very fun, colorful things, designs, and whatever. So that's probably decorative art because the art on it is decorative, but the thing was useful. You could still use it. Next word, ooh, decorator. First form, noun from circa 1755, one that decorates, especially one that designs or executes interiors and their furnishings. If you don't know what your style is, or if you don't know how to make it happen, you can hire a decorator and they're going to come in and decorate your whole place. Maybe they can help you find the style that you like. Ooh. Next is the second form of decorator. Adjective from 1950. Suitable for interior decoration, as in decorator fabrics. It's suitable. So you can't use it outside because, you know, you gotta think about the rain and the wind and the snow maybe. So decorator fabrics. I've never heard of this one before. Just the kind of fabric that you can use inside for decorations. Maybe it's curtains. Maybe it's a chair, a couch, a love seat, a sofa, a bed, blankets, pillows, chaise lounge. Ooh. Next is decorous or decorous. It is spelled D-E-C-O-R-O-U-S. Decorous or decorous. Adjective from 1653. I like that both of those pronunciations are here because I wouldn't know. I would go back and forth in my brain. Which one? Which one is it? This is marked by propriety and good taste. Ho-ho. Propriety and good taste. Well, they have good taste over there, so they are decorous. There's a synonym, which is the word correct. And I have a bit of an issue seeing something that says good taste and correct. Oh, are you saying that their taste is correct and my taste is bad and incorrect? Because, I mean, it is, but that's not nice. There is an example. Decorous conduct or decorous conduct. So the conduct that they are, the way that they're conducting themselves, maybe with other people, is good taste. They're being correct and nice, which is good. You don't want to be undecorous. Decorously is an adverb, and decorousness is a noun. There is etymology. It is from the Latin decorus. It's the same? No, it's not. It's spelled a little different. Which is from decor, which is also Latin. How did we not see this one before? D-E-C-O-R is Latin. And that means beauty or grace. And it is akin to the Latin decere, which means to be fitting. And then
this podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder. caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
There's more at the word decent. That stuff is decent and good and correct and beautiful and gracious. Decorous. There is a word. I'm not sure if it's this one. Oh, maybe it's this one coming up. Maybe it's that one. We'll hold on to that. Next is decortication. 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 It's spelled like it sounds. Noun from circa 1623. 1. The act or process of removing the outer coverings from something. And the outer coverings might be bark or husks. And then you are removing them from maybe fiber or seed. The act or process of removing the outer coverings as bark or husks from something as fiber or seed. Decortication. We are going to have to learn more about this. So I think, let's see, decortication, the cation or the ication, I think that sort of means the removing. But then what's the decor or the decort? I hope we find out soon. 2. The surgical removal of the outer layer or covering of an organ or structure as the brain or a kidney. The outer layer or covering. So what's the outer layer or covering of the brain? It's the skull. Maybe there's maybe some sort of outer layer or covering, but I feel like it's the skull that they're talking about here. And then the kidney, I don't know if the kidney has some sort of special outer layer or covering, but maybe there must be something in there. Decortication. Decorticate is a transitive verb, and decorticator, you'd probably just say decorticator, is a noun. All right, what does the etymology say? It is from the Latin decorticare. Shocking. That means to remove the bark from. So taking away the bark from a tree is decortication. That is from de plus cortic or cortex, which means bark. Okay, cortex is bark. I wonder if that's related to the brain. Do we need to go back to the word cortex? It would be really great, Spencer, if you had a better memory and you could actually remember every single thing that you read here, that would be the best type of brain to have for this podcast, because then you just remember everything. Okay, we're going to look for cortex real quick. It will be right over here in this section that I'm looking at. Here we go. Oh, there's a bunch of them. The outer layer, superficial part of an organ or bodily structure, like the cerebral cortex. Somehow this is definitely connected to bark, the plant bark or rind. There's a lot of stuff going on here. How did it go from bark to the thing in your brain or the outer layer of a thing? That's kind of interesting. You're getting rid of it. Decortication. Next is decorum. Noun from 1568. 1. Literary and dramatic propriety. And the synonym is fitness. Literary or dramatic propriety? So are you fitnessed in the literary and dramatic world? I don't know about that one so much. 2, propriety and good taste in conduct or appearance. Yeah, you have lots of decorum if you are. I just feel very proper when I think of the word decorum. Then the next one, 3, the synonym is orderliness. Yeah, so if you're disorderly, you do not have decorum. I much prefer to be in the non-decorum world. But, you know, sometimes most of my life, I have to have some sort of decorum. I have to be orderly. I have to be proper. I have to be not jumping out in the middle of, I don't know where I'm going with that. Number four, this is plural, so it would be decorums, I guess. It is the conventions of polite behavior. Just all of the polite behavior things is just it's the decorums. Next word. Ooh. Découpage. 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 And if you like the accents, you can put one on the first E. Whoop. That's the sound it makes. Noun from 1946. 1. The art of decorating surfaces by applying cutouts, as of paper, and then coating with usually several layers of finish, like lacquer or varnish. All right. You're putting paper on a thing, and then you put a bunch of liquids on it to make it stay. I guess that's what it is. I've definitely heard of this. I've never done it. We will post, I should say I, because I'm the only one who's doing this, I will post a picture of découpage on social media at DictionaryPod, Instagram, and Twitter. And there's also Facebook. 2. Work produced by découpage is découpage work. Découpage is also a transitive verb. This is from the French, découpage. Surprising. So surprising that that's a French word. It literally means act of cutting out. So I guess this paper, yeah, cutouts. It's been cut out. So maybe it's different shapes. So it's the act of cutting out is découpage. It is also from the Middle French découper, which means to cut out. And that is from dé plus couper, which means to cut. And there's more at the word cope. Next word. Ooh. Decouple. It's couple with a D-E. Transitive verb from 1938. To eliminate the interrelationship of. And the synonym is separate. This could be a whole lots of things. It could be an actual a relationship with people. It could be, I think they probably use it more for more just physical objects or molecules, or I'm thinking maybe they say decouple when they're talking about things like that. I don't know. But yes, there's a relationship happening, and then you're eliminating that relationship. You're separating the things, so they have been decoupled. I guess if you get a divorce, you could say, yeah, we decoupled. We're no longer a couple. We have one more word for this episode. We got two forms. Ooh. Decoy. You could say decoy or decoy. I never heard it pronounced that way. Decoy? First form, noun from 1630. 1. A pond into which wildfowl are lured for capture. This is one I've never heard of before. You lure the fowl, the birds, into a decoy. Maybe it's a decoy. And then you capture them. I mean, I'm not a fan of that. I will definitely say that. But I have definitely not heard of it used in that way. That one must be a little older. I'm trying to think. I'm trying to go through the memory banks. Have I ever heard of some sort of thing like that used? It's a decoy? No, I don't know if I have. Okay. 2. Someone or something used to lure or lead another into a trap, especially an artificial bird used to attract live birds within shot. This is the one that I'm familiar with. I think this is the one that most of us are familiar with. So you use the decoy to get them into the decoy. 3. Someone or something used to draw attention away from another. So it's not about capturing in this case, or being shot, or killed, or murdered. It's just about distracting. This is probably, it says probably, it seems pretty definite to me, probably from the Dutch decoy, which is two words. The first word is D-E, and the second word is K-O-O-I. So it must be pronounced something like decoy. And that literally means the cage. So the first definition is actually the most accurate of the definitions in terms of the etymology. It's literally the cage that they are being lured into. But then eventually it just became the thing that lures the other thing. Decoy. Ooh. Next is the last form of decoy. It's also the last word of this episode. It is a transitive verb from 1648. To lure by or as if by a decoy. And the synonym is entice. And there's another synonym, which is the word lure. L-U-R-E. So yeah, decoying with a decoy to the decoy. And maybe one of those is pronounced decoy. It's time for the word of the episode. Let's do it. Yeah. We had today decor, decorate, decoration, decoration day, decorative, decorative art, decorator, decorator, decorous or decorous, decortication, decorum, decoupage, decouple, decoy, decoy. Well, decorations are fun. It's not my favorite thing to put them up, but once they're up, it's great. We put up a lot of decorations for Halloween, and it's just always looks so fun and creepy. There's bats and things. I mean, there are some things we just never take down because, you know, we're adults. Let's see. So, yeah, decorations are good. What else did we have? Decortication. I thought that was interesting. Removing the outer layer of a thing. Maybe if you take off your skin, you are doing decortication. Decoupage, that probably looks cool. We will post that on social media. Not a big fan of the decoys. Don't like it when animals are getting trapped and killed. So we're not going to pick that one. So what is that leaving us with? Decortication, decoration. Let's see, there's so many different forms of decoration. There's decoration, decor, decorate, decorative art. Oh boy. I think we will pick decortication as the word of the episode just because it's fun and interesting. I don't want you to take off my skin. I don't want you to do decortication on me. Oh, yeah. I'm trying to have fun. I hope you are too. That is going to be the end of this episode. Thank you very much for listening. And until next time, this is Spencer dispensing information. Goodbye.